It's Thursday, March 21st, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The National Weather Service predicts as much as half a foot of snow this evening. A man shot a crossbow at a neighbor, Eau Claire police say. More places to plug in EVs under a bill signed by the governor. And tell the Wisconsin Beef Council who has the best burger. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Northwest Wisconsin will be under a winter weather advisory this evening through tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service said 3 to 5 inches is expected in Rice Lake, Ladysmith, and New Richmond, but more, 5 to 7 inches, was a possibility. Travel and commutes will be impacted tonight and Friday morning. Winter street parking bans will be in effect when it snows, reminds the Rice Lake Police Department. An Eau Claire man is accused of shooting a crossbow towards a neighbor. 35-year-old Robert Willie is charged with recklessly endangering safety, use of a dangerous weapon, and disorderly conduct in the incident, which occurred last Sunday. WEAU reports Eau Claire police responded to a report that a man had shot a crossbow near a neighbor. No one was injured, and Willie eventually surrendered to police, who found two crossbows in his home. A court hearing is scheduled for next week. Electric vehicle drivers in Wisconsin may soon have more places to recharge. Bob Haig plugs us in.
Two bills signed by Governor Tony Evers allow the state to access $78 million in federal money. Chelsea Chandler with Clean Wisconsin notes they received bipartisan support from lawmakers.
So I think it just goes to show how common sense these bills are, that we want to have the freedom and ability to support more electric vehicle drivers.
But not everyone is plugging EVs. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calls the federal program a big boondoggle.
That money is coming into Wisconsin, and we're going to have a few electric charging stations when probably 10 years from now, electric vehicles aren't going to be the reality of where our nation is.
Work on 64 charging stations could begin this fall, according to the Wisconsin DOT. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Nominate your favorite burger in Wisconsin. Amber Gonski digs in.
The Wisconsin Beef Council wants your nominations for their inaugural Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. Caitlin Kessler, Director of Communication and Outreach, explains.
And the way for you to participate is to nominate your favorite restaurant, your go-to place. You can only nominate one, and the top 8 restaurants that have the most nominations are going to be announced as our Elite 8. We have a secret panel of judges, and they are going to travel across the state and sample the burgers.
Submit your nomination by this Sunday online, beeftips.com. You'll also find complete guidelines for the contest. The best burger in Wisconsin will be announced on May 1st to kick off Beef Month in Wisconsin. I'm Amber Gonski.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.